This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. President Draupadi Murmu today stated that One Nation, One Election bill introduced in Parliament promises to redefine the terms of good governance. She said, One Nation, One Election plan can promote consistency in governance, prevent policy paralysis, mitigate resource diversion, and reduce financial burden. In her address to the nation on the eve of Republic Day, President Murmu underlined that the decision to replace the Indian Penal Code, the Code of Criminal Procedure, and the Indian Evidence Act with the Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita, the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Samhita, and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam was amongst the most noteworthy of such efforts. She pointed out that the new criminal laws place the delivery of justice instead of punishment at the centre of the criminal justice system.
The One Nation, One Election plan can promote consistency in governance, prevent policy paralysis, mitigate resource diversion, and reduce the financial burden, apart from offering many other benefits.
President Murmu highlighted that the Constituent Assembly had representatives from all parts and all communities of the country. She said it had 15 women, including stalwarts such as Sarojini Naidu, Rajkumari Amrit Kaur, Sucheta Kriplani, Hansaben Mehta, and Malti Chaudhary. The president said, Republic Day is a matter of collective joy and pride for all citizens. She stressed that in the last 75 years, India has been taking strides to regain its rightful place in the comity of nations. She underscored that justice, liberty, equality and fraternity have always been part of India's civilizational heritage. President Draupadi Murmu has approved gallantry awards to 93 Armed Forces and Central Armed Police Forces personnel, including 11 posthumous on the eve of 76th Republic Day. These include 2 Kirti Chakras, including 1 posthumous, 14 Shaurya Chakras, including 3 posthumous, 1 Bar to Sena Medal, Gallantry, 66 Sena Medals, including 7 posthumous, 2 Nausena Medal Gallantry and 8 Vayu Sena Medals Gallantry. The President also approved 305 defence decorations to armed forces and other personnel. President Draupadi Murmu has approved conferment of 139 Padma Awards for the year 2025. The list comprises 7 Padma Vibhushan, 19 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shri Awards. 23 of the awardees are women and the list also includes 10 persons from the category of foreigners, NRI, PIO, OCI and 13 posthumous awardees. Indian writer M.T. Vasudevan Nair, former chairman of Suzuki Motor Corporation, Osamu Suzuki and singer Sharda Sinha have been awarded the Padma Vibhushan posthumously. Singer Pankaj Udas and economist Vivek Debroy have been given the Padma Bhushan posthumously. Hockey player P.R. Srijesh also has been conferred with Padma Bhushan. Cricketer R. Ashwin and football player I.M. Vijayan have been awarded with the Padma Shri. President Draupadi Murmu has said that it is a matter of pride that India is world's largest diverse, young, inclusive and sensitive democracy. Addressing 15th National Voters Day program in New Delhi this afternoon, President Murmu said, India is the mother of democracy and the democratic process in the country existed since ancient times. During the event, President Murmu presented the Best Electoral Practices Awards to state and district officials for their exemplary efforts in ensuring smooth elections. Doordarshan was awarded for its innovative programs generating awareness on voting. Director General of Doordarshan, Kanchan Prasad, received the award. This year's theme of National Voters Day is Nothing Like Voting, I Vote For Sure. In men's cricket, India clinched a thrilling 2-wicket win over England in the second T20 at M. H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Chasing a target of 166 runs, India clinched victory in 19.2 overs for the loss of 8 wickets. For India, Tilak Verma smashed 72 runs in 55 balls to take India home. And that is the end of this news bulletin.